上个主日的末了的时候，我叫表现把整个教会吓着了。
And the manifestation of the end of the last Lord's Day meeting perhaps has scared someone.
很对不起大家。
And I feel sorry to you.
差不多同一个时候有。好两个地方打电话给 Copper City， 把他们也吓着了。
And many people had given a report even to Copper City, so many of the brothers and sisters over there were afraid as well.
他们这里消息更严重，我有心脏病倒下来的。
As the news travels, it was swaying away from the truth. They thought I had a heart attack.
那一天我接到的电话太多太多了。
And so therefore, for that day, I have received so many phone calls.
我怕那个不，我盼望的消息不要传到台湾、中国大陆去。
And I was just praying that the news would not travel to Taiwan or mainland China.
但其实没有事。
And actually, I was fine.
就因为血压太低了。
And but I had a low blood pressure.
那个我们的身体太奥秘、太复杂了。
And our lives are indeed complex and mysterious.
医生也搞不懂。
And even the doctors could not tell right away.
只有主能够照顾我们。
But we believe the Lord is taking care of us.
只有主能够负我们完全的责任。
And only the Lord can be completely responsible for each of us.
我自己一生信靠主。
And I have trusted in the Lord all my days.
血压低不是个大问题。
And low blood pressure is not a big problem.
好了，我们不讲讲那个废话了，我们讲神的话。
And now we shall turn to the words of God.
我们请读加拉太第六章。
And please turn to Galatians 6.
加拉太书第六章。十九节。
不是。对不起。
是四节到十七节。请我们一起来读。
Together?
17-18. t h愿平安怜悯加给他们，应神的以色列命。从今以后，人都不要搅扰我，因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。提摩太后书
，Second Timothy，
第二章
，Chapter Two。
第十九节到二十二节
19-22
然而神坚固的根基去住了，上面有着印记说，主认识谁是他的人，就说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有布器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的，做自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，作物主用，
一
心各样的善事。好，启示录第七章
Revelation 7
九到十七节
9-12, 13, 9-17.
事后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，自从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座、羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于在宝座上是我们的神，
不被
羔羊
众
人。”
And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
长老中有一位为我说，这些人白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？我对他说，我主你知道。他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，神用羔羊的血把衣服洗白净了。他们在
They are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them. They will hunger no longer, nor thirst anymore, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat. The lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and will guide them to the springs of water of life, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes.
好，我们圣经读到这里。
And these are the scriptures.
我们最后一次要讲基督的印记。
And this shall be the last message on this series, the seal of Christ.
我们还要重复讲印记的意义。
And we shall repeat what is the significance of this seal.
因为这件事对我们太重要。
For this is the most important thing to us.
所以我们才重复讲这个意义。
And therefore we have to reiterate the significance of this meaning.
印记的意义就最主观来说到形象和权柄。
And the significance of the seal is the subjective expressions of the Lord's image and authority.
神造我们这么奇妙的人在地上。
For God has marvelously created man on earth.
我们这人活在地上到底什么价值呢？
And what is the value of us?Living on earth.
到底我们人生的意义是什么呢？
And what are the significance of the lives of men on earth?
这个叫做人生的谜。
And this is called the mystery of the life of man.
世界上的人不懂得人生的意义。
And the worldly people do not know his significance on earth.
这是人生痛苦的一个原因。
And that is why so many people think of this and become painful.
在世界人当中有很多哲学家。
And there were many philosophers among men.
哲学家都是最聪明的人。
And they are the clever people.
他们就是要探讨人生的意义是什么。
They exhausted their means to search out the significance of life.
他们永远不能明白。
But they do not come to understand.
所以有很多有名的哲学家，他们末了都以自杀来了事的。
So therefore, even many famous philosophers ended their life by suicide.
在前一段时候，美国有个很有名的哲学家。
And some time ago, there was this famous philosopher of the United States.
他说人生的意义到底是什么
？And he talked about the significance of life.
他的结论是。人生的意义就是无意义。
And his conclusion of the significance of life is that it is meaningless.
但是他说句最坏的话。
But then he has given this bad statement.
称作你短暂的人生。
And he encouraged people to spend his short life.
去尝试每一件事。
To try out everything that there are.
尝试好的也尝试不好的。
So one has to try out every good thing as well as the evil thing.
败坏了多少年轻人。
And this statement has corrupted so many young people.
我们又确定的答案。
But we have this sure answer.
我们从神的话中知道人生的意义为什么。
From the words of God, we detected what is the significance of the life of man.
当初神造人的时候。
For the beginning when God created man.
我们要照我们的形象。
And God said we shall make man in our image.
按我们的样式造人。
And according to our likeness.
叫他们掌权于全地。
So that they may rule over all the earth.
是这里所用的一个人字。
And here the man was talked about,
不是指着一个人。
It's not referring to a single man.
这个就是团体数 collective noun.
But it's the collective noun man.
这里所说的人是到一个族类。
And it is talking about the human race.
我要造人类在地上。
And I shall create a human race on earth.
所以整个人类都在这个神圣意义上。
And so therefore the whole human race is stand upon this significance.
造我们要像他的形象。
For God has created man so that man could have his image.
掌他的权柄。
And to rule in his authority.
这怎么可能呢？
And how is it possible?
本来就是也不可能的事。
Oh yeah, it is impossible.
所以神的儿子来到地上。
Therefore the Son of God had to come.
所以神的儿子为我们钉在十字架上。
Therefore, the Son of God had to be crucified.
所以神的儿子在死里复活。
And therefore, the Son of God is risen from the dead.
所以差遣圣灵来到地上。
Therefore, God has sent down the Holy Spirit on earth.
最不可能是可能了。
And to make this most impossible thing possible now.
我们基督徒活在地上。
And while Christians live on earth.
我们不要讲外面的神迹。
And let us not talk about the outward miracles.
最大的神奇就是我们这个人。
And the greatest miracles is the existence of our being.
今天我们有复活救主住在我们里面。
And today we have this resurrected Lord abiding in us.
神住在我们里面。
Oh, God dwells in man.
我们是神而仁者。
And we are God, we are man with God's nature.
我们就是最大的神迹。
And we are the greatest miracle on earth.
我们的生命就最大的神迹。
And our life is the greatest miracle.
我们一生的年日就最大的神迹。
And all our days will reflect this miracle.
所以我们才要回到神造人的目的了。
And therefore we shall come to fully understand the significance of our
created
being. 我们
活着为什么？
And why are we living?
像他形象。
And to have this image.
上他权柄。
And to rule on his behalf.
我们人生一生当中大事不多。
And we do not have many great things in our days.
我们经历的都是小事。
And although we only experience little things.
这句话就是应验在小事上。
But then this statement of God is fulfilled in our small things.
要在我们日常的生活里面。
And so that every day of our living.
要在我们天天的小事上。
And every day of our daily living.
流露他的生。
And that we may manifest his life,
彰显他的形象,
and to reveal his image,
让他的权柄通行在我们四围,
so that the Lord's authority can be manifested all around us,
要彰显在我们的家庭中,
and he will reign in our households,
要彰显在我们生活中,
he shall reign in our daily lives,
彰显在我们一切的遭遇中,
and to reign in our all our encountering,
彰显在所有和我们接触的人身上。
And may the Lord reign over everyone we will encounter.
像他形象。
To have his image.
像他权柄。
To rule on his behalf.
这是人活着的意义。
And that is our significance living on earth.
保当然新约的开始。
And in the beginning of the New Testament.
有四福音跟使徒行传。
And there is this new four gospel books and the book of Acts.
四福音写什么？
And what are these four gospels?
写神来到地上了。
And it's to report to us that God has come to earth.
神在肉身显现了。
For God has manifested himself in the flesh.
33年半的时间主耶稣来到地上。
For 33 and a half years the Lord walked on earth.
关键整个人类的命运。
And it controlled the destiny of the whole mankind.
四福音太宝贵了。
Oh, the precious four gospel books.
所有的书当中唯一的那么一段。
And then in all these books, only this passage.
讲到道成肉身，主耶稣来到地上。
And speak of the Lord Jesus, the Word became flesh, Jesus on earth.
他的风采。
And his glory,
他的野心,
and his virtue,
他所有的野心,
and all his words and deeds,
所有的作为,
and all his words and deeds,
充满了形象,
are full of this image,
充满了美丽,
and full of his beauty.
不要讲能力两个字。
And do not use the word power.
能力是当然的事。
And power is the natural thing.
我们讲到主的美丽。
But when we talk about the Lord's beauty.
所以主吸引了万人的心。
And therefore the Lord has captured all men's heart.
2000年到今天。
And for 2000 years till today.
受主吸引的人越来越多了。
And there are more and more people attracted to the Lord.
把心归给耶稣的人越来越多了。
And many of us have yielded our hearts completely to the Lord.
这是最大的复活大能的证明。
And this is the greatest proof of this resurrected power.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
四福音书的之后就使徒行传。
And after the four gospel books, that is the Acts.
使徒行传。主兴起一般人来。
And in the Acts of the Apostle, we saw the Lord raised up the people.
这是教会的开始。
And that was the beginning of the church.
教会第一班人。
And because they were the first group of the church.
而这一班人起来。
And as this group of people rose up.
都那么像耶稣啊。
And they all share the image of Jesus.
像他的生命。
And to be like Jesus, have his
life. 像他的权柄。
And to be like his authority.
像他的能力。
And to have his power.
他们的言行。
And their words and deeds.
充满了馨香。
Were also full of this fragrance.
直到今天了。
Until today.
使徒行传起来的时候。
And as the Acts of the Apostle was revealed.
还没有保罗这个人呢。
And even in the beginning, Paul was not found yet.
So 保罗起来了。
But then Paul to follow.
他开启了外邦教会。
And he rose up and he opened up the door for the Gentile church.
一直到我们身上。
And until today, all of us.
连我们离主那么远的中国人也有大量蒙恩了。
Even the Chinese people who were so far away from the Lord could be blessed.
我们当然感谢主。
And of course we thank the Lord.
尤其见到保罗的，我们真是要谢谢他呀。
And one day if we see Paul, then we shall give him thanks.
啊，你担起这么大的责任呢、啊，把这个福音传给我们了。
Oh, we thank him that he has borne such a great responsibility to spread the gospel to the Gentiles.
这是保罗讲的话了。
And that was the sayings of Paul.
受割礼不受割礼无关紧要。
And Paul said it is not important whether you are circumcised or uncircumcised.
要紧的做新造的人。
The important thing is to be a new creation.
按照吃力而行的。
And who those who walk by this rule.
愿神的怜悯平安嫁给神的以色列民。
And may the mercy and peace of God will be upon his people Israel.
从今以后。
From now on,
人都不要搅扰我。
Let no one trouble me.
因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。
For I bear in my body the brand marks of Jesus.
什么叫新造的人？
And what is this new creation?
新造就旧造加上神就变新造了。
And new creation is talking about the old creation plus God.
今天我们的身体人就是旧造。
And today we know we carry the old creation body.
所以上主了我才会昏过去嘛，这是旧造。
And therefore the last Lord's day I fainted over, and that was the old creation. But then that was the manifestation of an old creation.
但是我们有主住在我们的里面。
But then truly we have the Lord Jesus living in us.
在基督里我是个新造的人。
I am found a new creation in Christ.
旧造已过
，and the old things have passed away，
一切都更新了
，and behold all things are made new。
我们是什么新造的人啊
？and how come we become new creation？
我们就只有主住在我们的里面。
Only when we are conscious that the Lord is now abiding in us。
我们身体还是旧造
，and we shall know that our body is always the old creation。
但是保罗说要做新造，要紧的要做新造的人。
But then the Paul has reminded us the important thing is to be a new creation。
我们要凭主活。
And to be living on by the Lord.
不要凭我们的老旧生命活着。
And don't live by the old created life.
在我们日常的生活里面。
And through our daily life.
在最平凡的关系里面。
Even among the most ordinary relationships.
都要活出耶稣来啊。
And one has to manifest Jesus Christ.
不要活出我们的肉体来啊。
And don't live out your old flesh.
这就是我们基督徒得胜失败的最大的界限了。
And this is the greatest separating line between victory and failure.
做新造的人。
And to be a new creation.
做新造的人。
And to be a new creation.
所以呢，做新造的人呢，在我们最好的关系里面。
And it is the most difficult thing to manifest the new creation in your most familiar relationship. And if you want to measure one's spiritual life,
最好去问他的太太，问他的丈夫。
And don't ask him, but ask his wife and spouse.
我是那个传道人很有名。
And there was this famous minister.
他的太太对我说啊。
And his wife one time told me,
你们的弟兄啊。
And your brother,
在教会像个天使啊。
And it's like an angel in church.
回家像个魔鬼。
But then he turned into a demon at home.
像个魔鬼这样太过分了。
And I think she exaggerated.
一回到家里的最容易显出自己的肉体来。
But it is easy for us to live out our old flesh when we are in our own home.
对别人发脾气，不发脾气有什么好的？有什么价值的？
And what is the value of not showing your temper before other people. But then it is more important to be aware of how you control your temper at home. Then truly you are gradually being changed. And after I've become a believer for 60-some years. And as if I never showed my temper at home. And a few days ago, I gave a testimony when I have a guest to come to our house. I said to my wife, I didn't remember I showed my temper. But then actually, I was a bad temper man when I was an unbeliever. I did not like to fight with people.
我喜欢跟人打架。
But I like to beat up people.
我说君子动手，小人开口。
And I say the gentleman will use the fist, and the little people will use the words.
我没有信主，最受不了人讲脏话。
And I did not like people cussing around me.
谁在我面前敢讲脏话，我就给他一拳头。
And whoever I hear them cuss, then I will just give him a fist. One day I was saved.
信主了。
And after I became a believer,
整个人换了一个人。
And I was completely turned around.
不要说不会打架了，你很难惹起我的脾气来。
And not to say that I won't beat up people, but it is hard to stir up my temper.
大学一年级得救的。
And when I was freshman in college, I was saved. And I have led many people to the Christ. And the first group of people were the classmates sitting around me. Because they really know that I was changed. And they wonder what power has changed me. And as if now he is a different person. And he used to be so mean to other people. And now we could not provoke him to anger. And of course it was an objective thing by other people. And most importantly, is subjectively manifesting the life of Christ. To allow Jesus Christ to be revealed through our words and deeds. So that other people will not say, oh, he's a good person. But other people may see that, oh, the Christ in him is very good. And that has become a believer. And that is also a person who has the Lord in him. And for he is attracting us through the Christ in him, then you have the significance of becoming a Christian. It is meaningful for you to be Christian. And Paul has said that let no man trouble me. And this man refers to the world. And not to talk about brothers and sisters. And for Paul, always interfere with the affairs of the Christians. And because those are his business. And more people to trouble him, more brothers and sisters to trouble him, he will think he will welcome. And if no one looked me up, then I would be unemployed. And that's not a good testimony. But Paul said, let no worldly man trouble me. Let the world do not trouble me. And what is the world has to do with me? And what are the affairs of the world to me? Well, I now dwell in another kingdom. I'm mindful of the kingdom of God. And I care about the house of God. And Paul sacrificed his own life for the house and the kingdom of God. And he said, no worldly men trouble me. And why did he make that
saying?
Because he said, I bear now my bodily brand mark of Jesus. And we talked about the seal of Christ. Talk about the seal of the Holy Spirit. And here is the brand marks of Jesus. And they are different, they carry different meanings. And John chapter 3 talk about the seal of Christ. Christ Jesus. And it's different from the other meanings. And Christ is not a name. And Christ is a title. And Christ means Messiah. And Christ means the King of God. And the significance of Christ is that he is the King of God. And the meaning of Jesus is the Savior of God. And he has become the King of God. For God has ordained him from eternity to be King. In order for him to fulfill his eternal purpose. And when Jesus came, the Word became flesh on earth. And Matthew 1:30, talks about him as Jesus, the one
who,
for he shall deliver many from sin. Then talk about his name as Emmanuel, for through him God is now with man. And the meaning is God with me,
with us.
And that is the significance of the Word became flesh. Where God is now with man. And he is the true God and the true man. And although he came in the bodily flesh, for 33 and a half years he mingled with man's living. He is found the true God. He is found the only God. Apart from him, there shall be no God.
他来到地上了。
And when he came on earth,
神的生命活在人的生活中。
And God's life is now dwelling among men.
耶稣是找到的独一的榜样。
And Jesus is now the only example.
像他的样式。
And to have his image of God.
生命来了。
And for now the Holy Spirit came.
把主耶稣带到我们心中了。
And he has also brought Jesus Christ to dwell in our heart.
我们圣徒若是感觉跟随的里面生命而生活。
And if all the saints will live their lives according to the Holy Spirit within,
我们那么自然地活出耶稣来。
Then all of us will naturally live out the life of Jesus.
我们自己不知道。
And although we may not detect it,
自己知道才怪了哈，你自己不知道。
If you are conscious of it, that you feel like you are Jesus,
别人会觉得。
But then other people should know.
耶稣生命能力在这个人身上。
And the life of Jesus and his power is on such a person.
我在大学里面的时候。
And when I was in college,
信了耶稣到处讲耶稣啊。
And after I believe in Jesus, I preach Jesus everywhere.
后来他们给我一个绰号叫耶稣。
And people started calling me with the nickname Jesus.
有的有几个人在那讲话。
And sometimes a group of people were found talking. And as I walked by,
哎，耶稣啊，你跑远一点，这里的话你不能听的。
And then they would say, oh, Jesus walked away because you should not be hearing us. And then I know they're talking about bad things, so I walked away.
你不能听的。
And then they would stop me from entering into the group in conversation.
我也不要他们的生活，他们也不要我了。
And I don't want to interfere with them, and they don't want to interfere with me.
只有一件事情，传耶稣啊。
But when I have a mission to preach Jesus,
把人从世界里面救出来。
And I want to go and deliver them from the world,
华人从灭亡里面救出来
and to save them from perish,
华人从黑暗权势里面救出来
to deliver them from the dominion of darkness,
把永远的生命分给人
and so that we can impart the eternal life to men.
我们的身上有耶稣的印记啊
Yes, we do bear the brand marks of Jesus on our body.
耶稣啊
and to reveal Jesus.
像耶稣
To be like him.
It's
not a special trait for a special group of
people.
And my elderly brothers, few of them were outstanding Christians. And they did bear a very marvelous testimony. And each of them martyred for the Lord.
但是像耶稣不仅是大人物才能像耶稣啊。
And one must not think that he has to be a great character to reveal to
you. 很小的人也可以像耶稣啊。
Even every one of us can.
我刚信主的时候。
And as I became a first believer.
地方比较高。
And we lived on a higher place.
我站在最高就要看见后面那个许多房子。
And one day I stood at the high point to look at many houses around.
有一个人住那个房子里面啊。
And one person dwelled in that house.
这个人从前是一个杀人的杀人犯啊。
And this person used to committed some murders before.
他绑架过人。
And he had even taken some hostage.
非常可怕的一个人。
And he was a very evil man.
有一天有人把福音传给他了。
But one day he heard the gospel.
他信了耶稣了。
And he was also turned into a believer.
这个人改变了。
He completely changed.
他就住在我看得见那个小房子里面。
And so he lived in a very small room that
was away from
our
home.
But he had a bad
这个脸很凶的脸 countenance,
and he looked very fearsome.
脸上有很长的刀疤的。
And he had a very big, long, nice scar.
奇妙，这个人改变了。
But then after he was marvelously changed,
就在凶恶的脸上，他彰显耶稣啊。
And even on this ugly-looking face, he revealed Jesus.
菜为他的生活。
And his daily business is to make a salted vegetable.
为了他的缘故，我不敢吃咸菜了。我知道咸菜怎么做法。
咸菜 ，salted vegetable， right？ Salted pickles。
Anyway， 大家都很多人知道咸菜就是。他的门口放着很多的大缸啊。
So he had many buckets outside his room.
缸里面做的。
And he tried to put the vegetable and ferment it inside. And in the winter we weather.
他的那个人在缸里面两个脚就踩那个咸菜。
And this big man would just tread on these vegetables.
这是我不敢吃咸菜的原因。
And that is why I was afraid after I know how it was made I don't like to eat it.
我看到这个很辛苦啊。
And it was quite an effort to make those.
在他四位的人都因他而受感动啊。
But then everyone around him was moved by him.
他的言行生活真是彰显耶稣啊。
And because his words and his deeds were revealing Jesus.
是我遇见这个人。
And every time I came by him,
我心里就有个感觉。
And I had this feeling.
一个从葡萄园出来的人。
A person who came out of the vineyard.
身上正带着葡萄香啊。
And he truly carried the fragrance of the wine.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个信耶稣的人。
This is a person.Of a Christian. Though he was not educated. And though he used to be a criminal. And he could kill people before. But after he was a Christian, he was changed. And although his outward look has not changed. But then now, he could reveal Jesus through his face. And these couple of years I visited China. And I visited Zhejiang most frequently. And one time I visited Daju Island. And they have this big church on it. And when I visited them, they gathered more than 1,000 people who served the Lord. And the first time when I visited them, And I ridden in a car to cross over there.
温州到宁波的海边开了七个半小时。
And from 温州to the seashore of Ningbo, it was about 7.5 hours drive. 从宁波
再坐船坐了五个半小时。
And from Ningbo, then we have to take on the ferry for 5.5 hours.
当天晚上就聚会，我到你们这里来，体力要很好才行。
And but then the same evening as I arrived there and we had to start the meeting, I said this is very strenuous.
交通的时间要13个小时。
And because one has to travel for 13 hours to get there.
我到了七个八小时到宁波海岸呢，他们预备条船。
And by the seashore of Ningbo, I saw the ferry prepared there.
那条船有三层。
And it has a three level.
很大的一条船。
It was a big ferry.
好多人，他们是个打鱼的船。
And it is also a fish.A fisherman's boat.
那个船上面都高科技设备来打鱼的。
And they have many high-tech equipment upon it.
好多人在里面工作。
A lot of people worked in.
每一个都是基督徒。
And every one of them is Christian.
真是不同啊。
But then it is a very special.
都是弟兄姊妹。
Group of people. They are brothers and sisters.
是我是一个秘密当那个船人。
And of course, I was transported in it secretly.
他们让个姊妹来服侍我。
And so they sent a sister to serve me.
我到那海岸就遇见那个姊妹了。
And as I was met by that sister on the seashore,
乡下人。
And she was a country person.
讲当地的土话。
And she spoke the local dialect.
不会讲什么委婉言语。
And she could not speak civilly.
但我遇见那个姊妹。
But then as I spoke with her, and she does emit the fragrance of Christ,
言语态度真有神儿女的馨香。
And she has such a good and meek attitude of a Christ, of Christian. And she led me up onto the ferry.
我到了那个船上，好像到了一个很好的教会里面。
And as I got into the ferry, as if I entered into a church.
都是弟兄呢。
And I saw all my brothers and sisters.
每个弟兄都那么彰显主呢。
And each of the Christians there revealed Jesus.
放个椅子放那个船头上。
And they have set a seat on the tip of the boat.
师弟兄，我们开五个半小时了。
And they say, Brother Z, we are about to start our 5.5 hour journey.
让你看看大海。
And would you like to take a look at the sea?
把个仪器放在我面前。
And so they set the equipment in front of me.
你看见海底里面情景，那么多少鱼呢？能集中在一起了。
And through this monitor, you could see where the fish gather under the sea.
我们用高科技来打鱼的。
And this is how we make our living.
海底的情景都看得见了。
And because we can detect the movement under the sea.And as this ferry gone on halfway, and the sister said, Brother Z, get up. And you must hide out a little bit. And because the patrolling boat is coming by, and our boat is not supposed to carry any passenger. And more so, not a minister. And so you must hide a little bit. And so she took me into a small room underneath. And in this cabin, there's a very small bed.
我坐在床上，而且整个人卷在那里。
And I had to sit on the bed crooked. And until half an hour or so, a sister came down. And then she said, oh, now you can come up. They passed. And they already asked us. And we said, oh no, we did not have any passengers.
你是我们的弟兄啊。
And we did not lie because you are not a guest, you are our brother.
我说一点不错。
And I said, yes, you are right.
我到了哪个教会都不是客人啊。
And I'm never a guest to any church that I visit.
弟兄姊妹们, 真彰显耶稣啊。
And this is truly a manifestation of Jesus.
就在我们生活中,
and it is through our daily lives.
就在我们日常生活中,
even through our everyday lives.
人都不要搅扰我,
let no man trouble me.
我身上带着耶稣的印记啊,
for I bear on my body the brand marks of Jesus.
我有耶稣的生命,
I have now the life of Jesus.
所以我彰显耶稣的形象,
therefore I could live out Jesus' image. For the Spirit of Jesus now dwells in me. And He is now executing His authority in my body. I have no authority. And I never want to reign
either.
But Jesus' authority is now living out through me. And He can reign over the enemy. And He reign over all things. And Paul has made a big statement. Therefore he said, let no worldly man trouble me. For I bear on my body the brand marks of Jesus. And this brand marks is referring to the Jesus, the Word became flesh, which differs from the seal of Christ. And so that we may become like the Jesus, who is the Word became flesh, and to have His patience, and to be meek like Him, and to go through suffering as He did, and to be as lowly as Jesus, and to take the shame like Jesus, to be like Jesus, and to be like the Jesus the Word became flesh, and the seal of Christ to make us like Christ, and the seal of Jesus make us like Jesus. And we should detect the difference between Christ and Jesus. And to be like the Word became flesh. And the greatest testimony is to witness that Christ Jesus is now risen from the dead. Now His resurrected life is manifested through every child of God. And this is what I like to see the most in His church. And we see so many brothers and sisters in mainland China. And how they live out the life of Jesus in lowliness. And in the smallest things. And most often they reveal Jesus' meekness and lowliness and how patient He was. But then every one of them manifests the great authority of Christ. And because they revere and honor the name of Jesus. In Philippians 2:11, for God has exalted Him by His right hand to make Him to the highest, and to have given Him the name above all names, so in heavens and on earth and under the earth, and by the name of Jesus, that all knees shall bow, and all tongues shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And the name Jesus is now completely glorified. He has received the most honorable name. And even the ministers in heaven, and the humankind on earth, and all the ghosts under the earth, by the name of Jesus, that everyone shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. All knees shall bow and all tongues shall confess. And because this is the generation for the resurrected Lord, and He has now ascended, and now the name of Jesus is honored everywhere.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
活出耶稣形象
and to live out his image,
执掌他的权柄
and to reign on his behalf,
让他的生命从我们生活里面活出来
so that his life can be manifested through our living,
让他的主权在我们的生活里面通行
so his sovereignty could be manifested and executed among us,
就自然进我们活在地上
and so he will naturally come to receive us,
到了提摩太后书第二章
and until 2 Timothy chapter 2,
坚固的根基已经立住了
and the firm foundation is now established
是印上印记
and for every one of those God will put a seal
谁是属他的人
the Bible said the Lord knows whom he belongs to
主才认识属于他的人
the Lord knows every one of us who belongs to him
主再来再来不远了
and we know the Lord's coming soon
一个也不会忘掉
and he shall not leave anyone behind
一个也不会遗漏
not one will be left behind
每一个属耶稣的人耶稣都捡回去的
and everyone that Jesus knows belongs to him he will pick up
但是现在我们生活在地上
but now we still live on earth
主认识那个属于耶稣的人属主的人
and the Lord knows whom he belongs all of those who belongs to him
叫做器皿大户人家有金器银器木器瓦器
and these are called the vessels in the great household of a person and they are gold silver wooden and hay vessels
也是神的器皿
and we are not only the children of God we are also his vessels
器皿什么意思
and what is the meaning of vessels
器皿就是我们所使用的
And vessels is for usage.
天天我们都用器皿。
And every one of us use some kind of vessels.
我们要吃饭。
And if you are to eat,
必须要拿个碗才能吃，对不对？
You have to pick up a bowl.
我们要喝水。
If you want to drink,
必须拿个杯子才能喝水，对不对？
You have to get a cup of a glass.
这个叫做器皿。
And these are the vessels.
我们一天要用多少的器皿？
And we have to use all kinds of vessels.
没有器皿，我们不能生活了。
Without vessels, we don't know how to function.
不知道怎么吃饭，不知道怎么喝水了。
And we have no vessels to eat and drink with.
所以我们神的儿女活在地上。
And so the children of the Lord live on earth.
我们都是神所使用的人。
We should be aware that we are to be used by God.
你们要有份于侍奉啊。
And so therefore, all of us should be partaking services.
要有份于教会的侍奉啊。
And that we should share.The services of the church.
在你们的生活里面也要侍奉啊。
And through our daily lives, we should remain servants to God.
侍奉的观念就是让主的生命出去。
And the concept about service is to live out the life of Christ.
在我们生活里面都要让主出去啊。
And in our daily life, we shall let Jesus to live out through us.
要所有认识于我们的人。
So all those who know us.
遇见我们的人。
Those who meet us.
都应着我们蒙恩了。
And shall be blessed by us.
不知不觉从我们得到大好处了
and they shall be greatly blessed and receive blessings from us
是我们上得到主了
and for they will receive Christ through us
把主分给人了
and our mission is to send out Christ in our service and therefore we serve
主使用我们
as the Lord uses us
今年我们中国圣徒就一亿到一亿五千万了
and this year we have about 100 to 150 million Christians
不是传道人做出来的
and it is not the works of any ministers
在中国也不许可有传道人
and because there are no full-time preacher in China
传道人开一个布道大会能救多少人啊
and a preacher with a great evangelical meeting how many can he save at one time
200人的传道人的聚会很成功了
If he can save 100 or new 100 new believers, then it's a pretty good meeting.
那么多神的儿女啊。
But then we counted the children of God in millions.
神的儿女被主使用啊。
And that is because all the children of God is being used by the Lord.
神的儿女传福音啊。
And when the children of God is preaching the gospel,
神的儿女带人来归主啊。
And when every one of us brings someone to the Lord,
那是教会的见证啊。
That has become the testimony of the church.
传道人能够救几个人啊。
And how many preachers can save?
我们不救人，整个教会完了。
But then, if each of us do not save some, then the church is no
future.
And we must rise up.
我们从心里觉悟了，主要使用我。
And we must repent in our heart to let the Lord use us.
不是用几个传道人啊。
It is not to use a few selective ministers.
教会靠几个传道人，就教会荒凉了。
And if a church is to rely upon a few ministers, the church is in desolation.
我们都起来了。
And let us all rise up.
教会就不是这个情形了。
then our church will be different. And if you see a lot of some church full of brothers and sisters, it is not never by their preaching. That is because the brothers and sisters are strengthened in that church. And for every one of us found as vessels for God's use, every one of us will bring some friends to the Lord. And everyone will serve the Lord through our daily lives. And otherwise, we cannot give the accounts to the Lord when we see Him. And yes, we know we will meet the Lord one day. Do you believe that one day you will meet the Lord? And perhaps I will see the Lord sooner than most of you. But I believe that you will soon follow. And I don't believe too many will live beyond 100. And all of a sudden we shall all gather before the Lord. And every one of us must give an account. Oh, bring some friends to the Lord. And let us be used by the Lord. These are called the vessels. And we are children of God. And we are also the Lord's vessels. And for the Lord shall use us. The Paul says the great household of a person. Oh yes, the household of God is a great household. And how is there a greater household than the household of God? And it is filled with vessels of silver and gold and wood and stubbles. And there are honorable vessels, dishonorable vessels. And gold speaks of the nature of God. Silver speaks of his redemption. And wood and clay talk about their flesh and nature. And some vessels live out God. And some vessels live out redemption. But also many vessels live out their own flesh and their nature. But then for those honorable vessels, the dishonorable vessels, and we must pay attention to this passage.
贵重卑贱不是生来的,
and honorable, dishonorable is not by birth. And if it is by birth, then Paul doesn't have to talk about it anymore. And to be honorable or dishonorable is by our own choice. And if one sanctified himself, then he shall be honorable vessels. Well, what vessels do you choose to be? And this is the key for our future. It relates to your kingdom, to your eternity. And it is to be determined by your own choice if you understand the message. And what kind of vessels do you choose to be? No one can force you. It is all by your choice. And if so many of us is to strive for the things in this lifetime, and the best you can only gain the treasure that is corruptible, and only can sustain for our lives on earth. But if we don't we think about eternity? And this life shall flee away from us quickly. And I do not see too many young people in
the midst.
And then we should do better. And when the church is revived, then there's many young people. And the church is it's going downhill, then too many old people. But then it all depends on what choice do we make today. To be honorable vessel and to be fitful for God's use. And if one cleanses himself, then he shall be honorable vessel. And lastly, Revelation 7. And it speaks of the time after the Lord has returned to the earth. For by that time, all the children of God shall gather before the throne. And no one can count the number of people there. For they came from all nations and tribes and tongues. And of course, it includes the Chinese saints. And not to mention more than 100 million of Chinese saints. But including the weak Christians like us overseas. And we shall all be found before the throne on that day. And we shall circling around the throne. And on that day, we all praise the Lord. And we praise the Lord's salvation. Salvation to God and His Lamb. And Jesus Christ, the Lamb that was slain. And He shall always be the theme of our praise. And all the children of God shall receive this great salvation. And now they are all clothed in white. And they held branches, palm branches in their hands. And they all signify something. The white garments that they wear and speaks of them as the people redeemed. And when they held the palm branches in hand, it is the witness that they are the resurrected people. And as they circling around the throne, it speaks of them, they are all redempted people. And we are all resurrected people. And therefore we will all praise salvation to God and His Lamb. And one person asked John, who are these people? And then he said, Lord, you know. And then it explained something very important concerning the church. And first of all, it says that these people came out of great tribulation. The history of the church is the history of tribulation. And every generation, the church was persecuted. And the children of God seemingly are not persecuted in this country. But then, even so, every one of us has gone through some kind of suffering and persecution. But these people came out of great tribulation. And the first usage of tribulation is to manifest the resurrected power of the Lord. And through our days, we saw so many testimonies concerning
it.
That by tribulations, the Lord has saved His children. And the second usage of tribulation is to nurture our life. And the last book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, Malachi chapter 3 says that the Lord Jesus is the refining fire and He is the soap of the launder and He shall refine the Levites and that is the works of the Lord. And today we people also treasure gold. And if you are to receive refined gold, and you must send the gold through fire, and that must be tested by a certain temperature of flame, then the refined gold shall appear. And therefore, there are persecutions. The Lord used this tribulation to nurture our life. So until that day, all those who gathered before the throne, the Lord said they came out of the great tribulation. The second characteristic of this is that these people are washed white in their garment by the precious blood. And there is the hymn saying that the garment washed as white by the blood. Oh yeah, we all fallen short of the Lord's ways. No one could be found perfect. And we never can come before the Lord by our own merit.
And
we thank the Lord He has washed us white by His blood, that we may come before Him boldly. That is by grace we come before Him, by His precious blood, and by the working effects of the cross, so that we shall always be found thankful. The third characteristic is that these people shall found serving the Lord day and night, and we shall rise up to serve the Lord, and we cannot help but serve the Lord. And lastly,
主要擦干他们一切的眼泪。
And the Lord shall wipe away every tear of their eyes.
每一个为主所受的代出的代价。
And every price that is paid for the Lord.
主都纪念了。
The Lord shall remember.
每一次为主的奉献。
And every offering for the Lord.
为主的摆
上。And every sacrifice for the Lord.
都纪念了。
The Lord shall remember.
每一件事我们为主所做的。
And if you have done anything for the Lord.
都不突然。
They shall never be found in vain.
都纪念了。
The Lord shall remember.
所有暗中的眼泪。
And all the tears that is shed in secret. And some people shed tears openly, others not. And if a person cannot shed tears, speak of how much pain he experienced. But every pain that we endure, we know that the Lord shall remember. The promise is that the Lord shall wipe away every tear. Oh, such a great blessings and grace. And shall be reward to those offering and sacrifice for the Lord in this lifetime. Jesus Christ shall come. And on that day, let us all be found bearing the mark of Jesus. They are the people who shall circle around the throne. And one hymn is singing about this passage of the Bible.
535首.
532. And who are these people?
对不对?
Oh, 535.
因有羔羊血洗净。
Washed in the blood of the Lamb.
主持，请为我们弹最后四小节，我们就开始唱。
这些的在那千里外，这算的不能算的三百块，换的是安藏心神，我心的表现是谁？算的是那给这路上的光的泪，我心的表现是谁？
Again,
这些的比赛的千里外，这方的不定on the silent grave， 上帝平安放心碎，也有同样的泪，上帝觉得今天的掌声和喜庆，也有同样的泪，唱着歌声来，唯有羔羊心的泪。这些的泪，福音的耶稣基督，洒进这水里，眼睛为什么会？
Three brothers,
这些的乃是因affliction是 faith in heaven Jesus come with us， 圣城南门有美子，因有羔羊血洗净。
Together，
这些是今夜路大之人民间。
Sisters, And these are the people that the earth does not deserve.
补充主患难工作先告休。
And they rested before everybody else, and they have bear the sufferings of Christ.
欢饶主前到永久。
And happy now and evermore shall they.
因有羔羊血洗净。
Because they were washed in the blood of the Lamb.
我们都是主用宝血手买赎回来的。
And the Lord has purchased us with His precious blood.
羔羊已经将我们洗净。
And the blood shall wash us all clean.
我们身上都带着耶稣基督的印记。
And we shall bear the brand marks of Jesus on us.
我们都说我们要像他。
And therefore we know that we shall be like him.
我们也要掌他的权柄。
And we shall rule on his behalf.
我们要像耶稣的忍耐温柔。
And we shall be like Jesus' patience and meekness.
我们要像这位道成肉身的耶稣。
And we want to be like him, the word became flesh.
我们要为耶稣在地上活着。
And we shall live for Jesus on earth.
我们不为自己活,
Let us not live for ourselves, but to live for Him who died and raised up for us.
因此我们的心中有一个呼喊,
and therefore we shall cry out from our heart.
我们要起来为耶稣,
Let us rise and rise up for Jesus.
我们在地上我们要永远侍奉我们的主,
and we shall serve the Lord forever on earth.
侍奉这位又真又活的主,
to serve this true and living God.
我们最后再唱四五两节。
Now let's lastly sing 4 and 5 again.
这些人乃是忠心之道士为谁和谁的面的儿子子耶稣都难难坚持为有的良心之地
上面光明天，你就到亚拉的泪，上面住的更远，都上面光明的泪，我就到阳界去。谢谢满满是恩的神的用，不平的天堂，收罗拉就。 Washed in the blood of the Lamb, 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 washed in the blood of the Lamb,
Let
us all pray before the Lord.
有感动的弟兄姊妹，为着今天早上主所给我们的话语，我们在主面前有些祷告。
Let us pray.
Hallelujah. 赞美主，Hallelujah. 哦，主赞美。